Blog Talk Radio.
Say what's up. Sitting there listening to some Dick Gregory, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's cool. Number to call in tonight is 646-478-0944. And I really just want to send shouts out to everybody out there on Facebook and all my friends out there that listen. Thank you to all of those that listen online. I appreciate that. I got my numbers looking good. So once again, the number is 646-478-0944. You have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, and tonight we will be covering a few topics, more, you know, sketched up than random. So let's get ready to get this on. And top, you know, I heard Do For Love. This is a rendition, man. It was rough. Wasn't nothing really we was trying to put out there. But same token, you heard it. So just to get the show started off, man, here's APJ with against the grain, man.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today.
And they ain't ready for the things in life.
Thinking about Kunta Kinte and
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to joke, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed. I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life for Endo Dubset. Cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep
What's up, y'all? What's up? This your boy, E-Max, man, and I'm here for you. Check it out. Just doing some surfing on Facebook this evening, man. Came across some crazy posts, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, putting crazy shit up on their damn page, man. I never really understood why people do, man. It's a shame, and it's really, really, really funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I was watching a post a little earlier, looking at a post where a dude was talking about his girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, and how, you know, she always pretty much, man, just ordered him around, you know what I'm saying, made him feel like, you know, a sucker. So what I want to say to you is leave the motherfucker alone. Say, swallow your motherfucking pride, swallow your nutsack, and look for you a girl or somebody else, man. She might be something that you love, somebody you're crazy about or whatever, man, but shit ain't working. You know, you should be beating yourself up over it, okay? That's the advice I got for you right now, my little homie. What we do here on Hood Talk Radio, man, is we bring some shit out, and we talk to you about it, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little simple thing. Don't nobody really, really, really get into too much crazy shit around here, but we do. Like I said, we're going to be talking about different topics tonight. The first one I want to bring to you is about John Hanson. A lot of people don't know who John Hanson is. You know what I'm saying? He'll give us who they want the John Hanson to be. But the truth of the matter is John Hanson that we know was actually like the seventh president of the United States, one of the first seven black presidents of the United States, and was six more, but he was basically more prolific than the rest of them because of the influence that he had in Congress. You know what I'm saying? He established, when this country was established in 1781, okay, there was nobody to run the country. Yes, sure. They was talking about the 1776 share with the Declaration of Independence, but, you know, I'm going to tell y'all motherfuckers out there, man, Declaration of Independence was a joke. All you got to do is look up some shit called Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying, and you'll find out a lot of the truths about the Declaration of Independence. What a lot of people don't know about the Declaration of Independence is that it did not happen like they told us that happened, man, you know what I'm saying? For the first part, you're still paying taxes and shit to the queen. They call it duties, you know what I mean? So because we're paying duties to the queen, we have that illusion of being free. And the truth of the matter is we are not free. We did not win the Barren War that was supposed to free this country. All right, what we did win was opportunity to make us some money and pay some taxes to the people that need they loot. You know what I'm saying? So don't let them keep continuing to tell you. All right, I know that you might get a wrong grade on your test score if you use the information, but it's up to you to decipher what you're going to use. You know what I'm saying? It's really not for the educational process, and that's a shame because they duped us in the first place. Teaching us bogus shit, and we supposed to be like, oh, okay. But you know what I'm saying, man. Let shit just be, you know what I mean? Learn what you can. Learn it on your own. Self-educate yourself. That's more important than being, you know, a fool, because that's really what you will be if you continue to let our teachers and the structured educated program continue to just, like, run us into the ground, man. Okay? You got to start thinking for yourself, putting your own words in your own head and not letting somebody else put your shit in theirs. So, like, oh, man, that's a good idea, and then follow it. You know what I'm saying? You come up with a good idea, run with that shit. Don't let nobody take your shit from you because they will. You know what I'm saying? That's just how that shit go. Now, just to let you know, I don't know why, but I hear a lot of clicking in the background on my phone, and I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You can come on and get me if you want to. ain't doing nothing but sharing some of the information that I got off of YouTube, CNN, and all this and all of that. So come on, holler at me if you feel like I'm being a threat to you. All right? Black folks, we need to stop tripping. You know what I'm saying? Over a lot of shit that we ain't got no reason to be tripping on, man. For real. It's your boy E-Max, and I'm telling y'all, I care. And I have to, because if I didn't, I wouldn't tell you shit. I'd keep it all for myself. We've been going over a whole lot of stuff over the past few years, man, and I just hope that somebody paying attention. You know what I'm saying, Z? That's the most important thing about it all, man, somebody paying attention, because I ain't talking for my health. I've been accused of liking to hear my voice, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you just be talking to hear your own voice, and it's probably true. But what's more true than that is I care about my people, man. We trying to get up out of this little situation that we're in. And if I can offer any kind of insight, then I will. And those who don't like it, kiss my motherfucking ass. That's all I got to say on that. You know, people are people. We do everything that we do to try to survive up in this motherfucker. And everybody want to get jumped on and jump down your motherfucking throat and act like you're doing something wrong because you want to take care of yourself. I mean, a lot of us don't even know what that means, man. But for those that do, we're going to keep on praying. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's important nowadays. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. It's your boy, Max Image. And I'm telling you, keep your ass focused, man. Stay on your grind. You understand what I'm saying? It's your boy, man. Care about you. You always got to get your head right. So keep your head right, man. Try to make sure your shit is cool. And in a sec, we'll be back. Let's get off into this track right here, man. 137 shots. We'll talk right now.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system too shady. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. Hearing about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's right, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards,
yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was 137 Remix produced by Where's the Beat featuring Al the Sheriff Porter Jr. It is Wednesday night right here in Cleveland, Ohio, man. It's been raining all day. I don't know what the hell is going on with our weather, but y'all know what it is, man. We live in Cleveland. I want to send a shout-out to my nigga M-Rat straight out of North Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying, and not Ohio. Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying, just really going over and going through a couple of my notes about John Hanson and his cronies. I mean, we always get into the presidents and, you know, the origins of words, and truthfully, I was looking up some word origins, and I just keep getting different accounts of the origins of the language that we speak. You know what I'm saying? We speak English. But exactly where did that come from? There's so many words that we use on a daily basis that aren't ours. They were taken from conquered countries, you know, at least maybe 1,500 years ago. There was no language called English, okay? All you got to do is check that out, man. I was watching the talk today. I don't know what made me decide to bring up what they was talking about, but the topic was, do you have a gaydar, and how accurate is your gaydar? I'll let y'all take that interpretation to yourself, because I'm not getting ready to get into that shit. There's enough motherfuckers already I got issues with for saying words like faggot. You know what I mean? So we gonna let the faggots have their shit and leave them alone. And that's just because I choose to. I don't even feel like arguing with no fags and all that shit about me saying the word fag. So if you a fag, stay a fag and leave me the fuck alone. Okay? Excuse me, what I got to say on that. Here we go. Discipline. Some of our children need that shit. You know what I'm saying? I visit friends and just watch them let their motherfucking kids run over them. Don't understand it. And yes, for all you that ask, your guess is right. Okay? B-Max name is the coolest host in the world. I want to send shouts out to Borderless Radio. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what these people are doing over here with my phone, but it's like going in and out and shit, and it's like, it's not like I don't hear it, but I hear it, so we don't care. All right? Just let me be your royal, motherfucker. You understand? So, I'm going to get a little bit of knowledge tonight. I ain't just going to be running off at the mouth talking dumb shit, but everything will be relevant, and I have to say that I've been kind of out of commission the past few weeks, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit's just been kind of fucked up for me, and so I've just been going through it a little bit, but I'm still trying to keep everything that I'm supposed to keep on a top-notch level. Just for my people out there, because I've heard, and I'm not sure how true that is. People like to listen to some of the shit that I have to say. I was listening to The Lost Book of Inky last week. You know how you try to share shit with people, man? You know what I'm saying? Trying to open their eyes to a little bit of stuff. Some people actually start fucking paying attention to this shit, you know what I'm saying? And studying and then listening to audio books and searching links and going through all of that shit. So, I mean, come on, man. We got to do better. You know what I'm saying? I watch people spend hours and hours and hours on social media pages and websites and shit like that, but they won't spend 5 minutes trying to learn something that could change their lives. And when I say change their lives, I mean just imagine learning how to start a business. You know what I'm saying? Without having a college education. Imagine being able to start that business, have it run successfully for more than 1 year. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that you can learn online, man, and it just might fucking surprise you because, you know, a lot of that shit surprised me. So I'm telling y'all, man, open up y'all eyes and turn the internet on and use it for what it's for, man. Stop being stuck on stupid. Just might learn something, all right? Just a little tip from your boy, Max Image, man. We're going to get into a little more deeper conversation a little later on down in the show. Just trying to get myself a little bit warmed up, man, because it's early. And I really like to just play music this time in the show, you know what I'm saying? Try to keep shit going and have everybody a little bit entertained. Before we get into some meat and grits and cheese and all that shit about topics that we're going to talk about, we're going to get into some of everything tonight, and I mean for your ass, okay? Now, we talked about a little Gator. Like I said, I don't want to touch that. That was some shit for national TV, and we let the motherfuckers have a little faggot-ass ways and shit. I basically call the gay man population the other guys. So, I mean, for y'all niggas that don't like to hear motherfuckers talking about gay or faggot, if you sensitive to your own fucking lifestyle, we don't call y'all the other guys. And the reason why I call y'all the other guys is because you motherfuckers is something else. Okay? It's almost like you got stuck between a motherfucking man and a woman. You a woman in a man's body, so to speak. But you're just a little bit too much because I don't know too many women that like to deal with too many fags. And trust me, shit don't look good. You think you do, but you kind of like way fucked up. Okay? Another little bit of information for y'all that I keep trying to stress. You know what I'm saying? Elizabeth. All right? Queen Elizabeth owns the United States. The United States is not a country. It's a corporation. It is owned by the Crown Corporation. And if you don't believe me, here's a little bit of tidbit from some things we went over back in 2012 about Queen Elizabeth II. All right, she was born Elizabeth Alexandra Mary, okay, April 21st, 1926. She is the queen of 16 sovereign states. That means she owns them that were once a part of the British Empire, 16 sovereign states. She holds each crown and the title equally. Mostly directed, involved with the United Kingdom. That's her biggest shit. Her eldest rim and the residence of the royal family, apart from the UK, Steve's, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Jamaica, Barbados, Bahamas, Grenada, and more, known as the Commonwealth Realm. All you got to do is look that shit up, the Commonwealth Realm. That's R-E-A-L-M. And you'll find out a little bit more information about Queen Elizabeth Second. That's why we paying taxes, y'all. Y'all don't even understand it. Y'all don't understand. So just like Jesus is Greek. All right, Jesus, the name Jesus Christ is Greek. Think about that, okay? Like I said, man, I'm just skimming through some notes looking for the shit I want to reiterate because it's important for us to know all these things. Normally, I would come at y'all on some black shit, you know what I'm saying? Strictly my black people, but then I realized what a lot of other races don't realize, that we all in this shit together, man. So the more that we fight against each other, man, the more problems we gonna have, okay? And the more money and wealth and power those that already have it are going to amass because we keep fighting against each other, okay? I can find you some shit from back in the day that'll let you know that there were no terms for the, nothing was called jail. We didn't have jails or prisons and shit of that nature. There were no words that could describe what they were until around, you know, the time of the Roman and the Greek invasions of all the other nations over there, especially Egypt, when they destroyed all of the history. You know what I'm saying? We can't go back and find out where we came from and what language we spoke and be who we were. And, of course, we ain't nothing but slaves to these motherfuckers. But I really want to know, the question that I always asked was, why the hell did these motherfuckers shut us down like that anyway? What was going on with us that our captors decided that the less we knew, the better it would be? But it was fucked up because it didn't benefit us not one bit to be kept in the dark. You understand? I want to play y'all a little something, and I hope you can listen to this. This is by a young man. His name is Dr. Claude Anderson. Okay? And one thing that Dr. Claude Anderson taught me is that we need to start building communities and having economic shares in our community, man, bringing our own people up from a little bit of nothing, supporting black enterprise and things of that nature. So I don't see, you know, what's so hard about that, you know what I'm saying, especially when we all need to do something anyway about the shit, man. As soon as I can find this, it's been my aim over the past few weeks to bring this bring this to light, because a lot of people don't know. And what I have to say is basically this wrapped up in a few words. Truth be told, Dr. Claude Anderson.
What the power structure really wants is what we call unearned income. Slavery was nothing but unearned income for whoever owns the slave. And once slavery ended, that's where Wall Street came from. Wall Street was based on slavery. Everything that blacks were producing went to Wall Street then. And now that all that money that's amassed on Wall Street is still producing unearned income. All that money is producing a regular salary for people. It's in stocks and bonds and dividends. They don't have to work. Never had to work. But we're going to talk about that later on. So what I'm saying now is that you're going to have this massive influx of immigrants into the country that are better equipped. They don't have your legacies. They don't have your disadvantages. They're walking across the border. They're going to get a free lunch. They don't have to pay dues. But you got public policies in this country that are equating them to black folk. They're equating them to black. And what we've allowed them to do starting in 1970 is to wrap themselves in black folks' suffering. Pretend somehow they suffered along with black folks. And therefore, whatever program is created under this misguided label called minority, that they are equal to you and over you. And we're going to deal with that whole concept of minority in a few minutes, too. So that's the problem with the influx of immigrants. And what they are doing is coming to the country and doing what we've never been allowed to do and we've never been bright enough to do in some senses, is to build your own communities. You got to build your communities. You see, every group that when they leave their homeland, the last thing they do is look in the mirror. They look in the mirror and say, I'm going to America. And I'm going to go to America. I'm going to find me a community or neighborhood. Or I'm going to build one with people who look like me. And so that's why you go all over this nation, where they're coming out of Asia, you will find Vietnamese towns all over California, little Cambodia. You'll find a Chinatown in every major city. You'll see the Hispanics come in. They'll build little Mexico or little Havana or little Hialeah. You find little Italy's, French town, German town, Greek town, Polish town, but you cannot find one black town. And we are the only people, we are the only people that keep trying to integrate. We are the only people, rather than looking in the mirror and saying, I see somebody that looks like me, I want to go find and build me a community of people who look like me. We are doing just the opposite. That's your second problem, inappropriate behavior of black folks. We keep looking in the mirror and saying, I want to get away from everybody that looks like me. You can't have any power and wealth doing that. If you don't have a community, you cannot rebuild Los Angeles without a black community. If I cannot come in this city, you can tell me where every black lives, where he stays, where he works. You don't have a community. And all of you that want to go in business, don't waste your time. You cannot start a business and operate without.
Yeah. Imagine. And I'm in the mood. So check it out. With my mind, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna keep running past this to me? Let me know. I need to dress and walk out of that door. Cause I don't wanna stay if it ain't gonna lead to more. No. We don't play.
I can lead you by me. I won't. I'ma count my blessings and get up on the good foot while I can. I'm gon' be somebody special, but I'm gon' stay just who I am. Dripping that grain, working that wood wheel like I'm Pimp C. Rolling up purple cushion, cocking and keeping that clock up under my feet. Born as a rebel with a on another level flow in 1982. I came looking to find my destiny like Chinese babies do. But I'm a black man, bitch, and I'm not speaking for my health. I'm a stunner, but I'm not rapping just to glorify myself. If you know me and you love me, pray one day that I'ma shine. Pray for the Lord to make a way for me to say what's on my mind. I'm gonna tell you about these politicians locking us away, trying to get ready for tomorrow, but they stopping us today. Everybody going wild, shooting that pilot, smoking at work. Dropped out of school to get that crack house money, now we in the dirt. Mama so hurt, so if you motherfuckers never see my face again, I know you play to win, but I'ma find a way to win. I was young and I was hungry, I was lonely as a child. Fucking with a nigga, but your nigga so phony, wanna shoot your homie down. I had dreams to be a star, watching them D-boys on that block. Went to the cabinet and got them canned goods and mixed them in the pot. I wish I had steak and lobster, but that's all we had to eat. Cause my mom was in the grave and pops was fucked up in these streets. Now I eat whatever I want, matter of fact, I eat too much. And fake friends be coming around, acting like they real, they give a fuck. Niggas be wildin', they be killin', they be ravaging the streets. I'm on a money diet, so I like my cabbage with no meat. Yo, throw babbage and you sweet, boy, you capping about that beat. You too scared to throw your hands, so you grab it for your heat. While we all hoping we can make it through another night, our community collapsing while they flood us with that white. Still, I'm a warrior, gotta get it how I live, so these niggas gotta give me that. I got it under control, I'm the one who God chose, I'ma go where he send me at.
Obama can be the president, you know what I'm saying, for a term, or even for a double term. Obama is Obama, man. You know what I'm saying? He gonna come, he gonna go, he gonna live, he gonna die. You know what I'm saying? Still be here struggling in the black race in this country. And ain't nothing gonna change, man, unless we change ourselves, man, as a people, and unless we come together like the other people. And when we come together and connect with each other throughout our nation, and be on the same page, man, like the white people and the Chinese and the Arabs and the Jews.
That's what's up, y'all. It's your boy, Max the Image, and that was chaotic, man. You know what I'm saying? What? You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in and holler at your boy, man, if you feel like you want to say something crazy, man. We up in here tonight, man. I just seen some shit at the Arab store. It always kills me. You know what I'm saying? We as people, man, we got to do more. I hope y'all got a chance to soak up some of that Dr. Claude Anderson, man, before he, you know, mysteriously got disrupted, because that was an 8-minute piece, and I swear he was on the own for about 2 minutes. But basically what he was saying, I said myself. You know what I'm saying? If we focus more on starting, developing, and encouraging and supporting our black businesses and our black entrepreneurs in our community, man, we could do a whole lot better, you know what I'm saying, financially and in other areas. So we all need to focus on some of that shit, man. Let's get it, and let's get it in. It's your boy, E-Max the Image, man. You know you can find me on Facebook, E-Max the Image, E-M-A-X-X-T-H-E, E-M-I-J-J, okay? You can also catch me on Gmail at emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. Send me an email, shoot me some music, and you know what I'm saying, maybe we could be selected for our shit, your shit to be played on one of our shows. Be every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Hood Talk Radio, which is where you are tuned in to right now. We also have Hood Tunes Radio on Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., of course, Eastern Standard Time. And then on Monday nights, we produce a show for Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets. You know what I'm saying? 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All shows are connected to the telephone number. 646-478-0944. Okay? So I'm calling either one of the shows, talk about any topic you want to talk about, and holla at us. It's just on weekends, man. We get into some underground shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't filter music, but I do encourage the artists that submit music to our page and shit that the shit be hot. Because if it's some garbo, I might play it once or twice, man, just to, you know what I'm saying, let y'all know, we support everybody, you know what I'm saying, but if your shit is garbage, man, I might have to shut you down, so don't get mad if you don't hear your music every week, if it's some bullshit, so try to send some hot shit, alright, shouts out to Boy and Restless Radio, you know what I mean, Miss Contagious, Miss Nikki, you know what I'm saying, I ain't heard from Mr. New York or none of the brothers from down south, you know what I'm saying? What's old boy? DJ Sykes, none of them. And that's maybe because I need to, you know, like we all do, keep in touch with them a little bit more. But all this studying and all of this shit that I'm trying to do, man, to keep y'all abreast of what's going on as far as I know, you know what I mean? This is just kind of time-consuming. And I'm not complaining about it at all because I love what I do. I just want to let y'all know that. You know, there's other things that y'all could enjoy. There's other sites out there. There's other shows out there. We all going to get some pertinent information. I myself listen to a lot of other shows. And personally, unless I use some of the rhetoric or information or, you know, I got something to say about it, I don't say what show I got this piece of knowledge from or I got that from. You know me, I share it with you. But, you know, in the meantime, in the between time, I try to give you the best info that I can. So, like, earlier tonight, I was listening to some Dick Gregory, and there's a whole lot of shit he was talking about, mainly health, right? Past couple months, you know what I'm saying, I've been actively exercising my right to be tired of being fat. You know, I've been over 300 pounds the majority of my life, man. I'm fucking tired of it. So, yes, grandson. Huh? It's cool. It's Hood Talk Radio, man. We in the hood. What? Got the grandkids, the kids, everybody all welcome. What's up? Okay. You ain't got anything to say? Okay, good night. Come get Grandpa up. Look at your stomach. Stomach full.
Yes.
All right. So you got to make sure the kids are fat before they go to bed. Your stomach full, too? Okay, good night. See what I'm saying? Got to make sure the kid's straight. Like I was saying, man, you want to get your body healthy. You know what I'm saying? You want to live a little longer. We all got bad habits. Okay, we all got bad habits. Some of us like to eat chocolate cake every day. You know what I'm saying? Like me. I like chocolate cake. For real, too much. You know what I'm saying? But you got to cut back on that shit. You really do. I know you like it, and I know you know that that shit going to fuck you up sooner or later, but how about trying to curb that shit, extending your life a little bit just by looking at some of the shit you used to eat all the time and say, boy, I remember. And I used to fuck that shit up. And that's the truth. So, let's fuck around right quick. We can write dial a phone number and see if we can't get G's ass on the line since he don't like calling into the show. We'll call his ass and fuck with him. You know what I mean? It's a shame that we got to do that type of shit. But we going to do it anyway. Because, man, the truth of the matter is that we all get knowledge and information from different places, man, different sources. Me, personally, I like to, you know, fuck with people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, see if he gonna recognize the show number and answer the phone.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough space to leave a message. To send a message to another subscriber, enter the area code and phone number of that subscriber, or press the star key to enter your own mailbox.
That's what happened. And this is pretty much the example that I'm trying to talk about tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back on this healthy lifestyle thing. Like I said, I was listening to Dick Gregory, and he was just explaining to me, and basically was telling me how to explain it to you, that our bodies are 98% moisture, okay, and 85% of that moisture is water. So if our body is water, he broke down like three different types of water and the best ones to drink. And you would be surprised that he says drink spring water. Isn't that something? Spring water, not distilled water. Not fountain water, not tap water, not, you know, filtered water, but spring water. Wonder why that is. I'm going to have to do some research. But Dr. Dick Gregory, king of the diet, comedian, and now Mr. Information himself and, you know, Objective, Mr. Objective, that's what I call him, Mr. Objective, came with, you know, a few more things about how our bodies work. It kind of helped me to understand the importance of, especially when you are dieting or not dieting, if you want to call it not dieting, but it's important that you drink plenty of water. Like personally, myself, I've been taking vitamins lately, and I must say I do feel a difference, especially when I'm exercising and shit. A lot of people don't realize. You got, even as a big dude, you got to do a little exercising and shit, you know what I'm saying? So what we're getting ready to do is have a session. Okay, we're going to have a session where you're going to count how many glasses of water, because the formula is however much you weigh, you're supposed to drink at least half your weight in ounces in water. So me, I'm like 320-something, so I should go, what, 160-something in ounces of water in this every day. And you do that by drinking like 10 glasses of water. I can drink 10 glasses of water every day, but what does it do? It's going to make you go to the bathroom until it clean out your system. Once your system catch up, you know what I'm saying, to where it is and flushes itself out, then you'll be back to normal with your water intake. Wouldn't that be great? Great. Then you can work out longer. You know what I'm saying? You'll have more energy. You'll have more stamina. All these damn pills and these, you know, get rich quick, hey, man. You know what I'm saying? All that shit, I really don't know how much of that shit worked. I've tried some of everything. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to lose weight, but just trying to preserve all the energy and manhood I got. I drink energy drinks every now and then. I used to drink one every day. But then I learned that it was fucking me up because there's so much other shit in there. If you got to double your water intake to balance the shit out. I love coffee. You know what I'm saying? So, but I have to drink twice as much, and it says for every one cup of coffee that you drink, you got to drink 2 cups of water. You know what I'm saying? So if you drink 1 8-ounce cup of water, coffee, you got to drink 32, okay, ounces of water. Drink some coffee, get your creamer and your sugar, on your milk or your low fat or this, that, and the other, but still, drink your 2 cups of water, man. It's PSA from your boy, Emax, man, and we are right here with you on Hood Talk Radio. We're talking about health right now. Talking about physical health. Me, myself, I like to smoke, man. I tell you, I know for a fact it's time for me to quit. You know what I mean? When I was younger, we used to laugh at my mom's boyfriend and shit. Because his ass, you know what I mean? When I was younger, we used to laugh at my mom's boyfriend. His ass used to, wah, 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 every time he inhaled and shit. And I found myself doing that shit sometime, too, more often than not. So it was just telling me, you know what I'm saying, that it's time to, you know, put the smoke down and shit, man. At least stop smoking Miles. I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm not in the race for y'all to legalize marijuana because I'm gonna tell you motherfuckers right now. CornTelPro, that's a reason. See, if you're looking for a reason not to legalize marijuana, let's go back to the real reason why the motherfucking shit is in the black community. You know, white people used to smoke and did cocaine. But they did it because it was here for us. Check out CornTelPro. You'll get that information. A lot of people don't understand. They want to try to water it down and make it seem like CornTelPro was for all black people, but it's not. And then they want to add the white people to the CornTelPro inscription because, so not to, you know, make it seem like, oh, we set it up to destroy the black man. But so far, I haven't seen Hispanics having such a hard time in this country. You definitely don't see white people or Chinese or Jews. But anybody with a black skin, you're in trouble in this country, man, if you're trying to do something for yourself. You're going to get met with so much red tape and so much other shit. I mean, even if you want a legitimate climb in a quest for your success, man, because the opposition here, look, the truth of the matter is this country ain't set up for us. Things may seem a little easier now. They just hide the shit that they don't want us to see. And they hide it craftily through what they call laws and legislation and this and that and the other. But the truth of the matter, man, it's just shit against us, and people ain't paying attention. It's out there. There's a lot of us ain't even got jobs and shit. We sitting at home playing the video games, but they got shit that's coming on cable, like History Channel 2, CNN News 2, MNSN, all that other shit, man. They putting up documentaries for y'all to use your brain power, how it's made. They're talking about the Sumerian tablets now. We talked about the Sumerian tablets 2 years ago, the Emerald Tablets of Thoth and all of them. They still calling this shit myth. And yet, here's some shit that came out of a cave, out of a hole in the ground that y'all dated to be beyond 6,000 years ago. You really don't want to tell us that, you know, some of that shit is over 400,000 years old. But you don't want to tell us that because you don't want to say that you got evidence of what really happened 400,000 years ago. You don't want to tell us that. You want to keep us in the dark because if we can figure out what happened 400,000 years ago, okay, like they say, so it was, so shall it be. That just means, okay, that in the beginning was not the beginning. Check it out for yourself. You will understand what I understand if you just do a little bit of soul searching, if you do a little bit of reading, if you do a little bit of researching. You know what I'm saying? Research. Break that word down. To search over. You know what I mean? Research. To search over. You might come up with one conclusion, but you do a little bit more research, you may come up with a different one. That's what it's all about. Do it over. All right? Let's keep ourselves in the same path, on the same trek. All right? The trek is comeuppance. Find out what that word means, man. And you'll understand what I understand. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, we're going to listen to another song. Let's see what we got here. Oh, man, I'm not sure if I put the King Alpha plan up here by Gil Scott Heron, okay? But that song right there is prolific too. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I did. So, what we're going to do right here is go into a little bit of Jack Jazz by our boy E-Max the Englishman. Just for a quick break, I'll be back in 5 minutes. The Talk Radio. Jack Jazz, man. Jack Jazz. Y'all know what it is. 646-478-0944. It's Hood Talk Radio. It's your boy, E-Max, the Image, the coolest host in the world. Just want to let y'all know, man, y'all tuning in, and that's cool because we always have something good for you, you know what I'm saying? All of this info that's coming out is available to you. All you got to do is do a little bit of searching for yourself. And you shall find what it is indeed you are looking for. Just random thoughts, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit going on in our community. And I think, and I honestly believe that we're looking for a way out of this shit. And only thing I see is that if we come together and do some good for the entire community. And how do you do that? You next to us what to do. Well, what I suggest is that we just come up with some type of plan, you know what I mean? And when I say a plan is going to work. Not some garbage that's going to make everybody say, you motherfuckers is grasping at straws again. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to grasp at no straws, man. We need to make some shit that's going to actually benefit everybody involved. When I say everybody, I mean everybody. Black, white, green, and blue. It's not about integration, man. A lot of people think it's about integration. It's not. It's more about being self-sufficient, and I honestly believe that we, as a people, are naturally more self-sufficient than we let on to be. You know what I'm saying? And that's just because we've been conditioned to believe that we can't do shit. And they always trying to tell us that we can't do shit. So, you know what I'm saying? For some strange reason, we start acting like we can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? That right there in itself boils me because right now we running every damn thing, man. We running sports. You know what I'm saying? What aren't we running? What don't we have our hands in right now that, you know, somebody could say that we ain't taking over or we haven't taken over? You know what I'm saying? So come on. There's some shit that we don't do, but there's some shit that we do. And we really get down when we do the shit. So let's do it. Business, arts, technology, science, we got it all on lock, man. People just don't want to accept that they have a gift. When you got a gift, man, you got to use it or you're going to lose it. And that's the rule of thumb. Hate to be the one to break the bad news to your partner, but that's just the way life is, man. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it, man. So don't let nobody tell you you're too old. You trying to put your motherfucker CD out because the motherfuckers will be ones and be talking about it, but then as soon as you make some money, they'll be on your job. You know what I'm saying? The kids nowadays say dick, but that's what it'll do. Whatever it feels like you wanted to do some time ago in your life, man, you can still do shit. You just got to maybe go a different angle. You might have to modify your search, your plan. But at the same time, you can achieve that goal that you set for yourself. All you got to do is execute it. And not execute it in a way of killing it, but bringing it to pass. They call that producing something. Now we know what production is. That's what I focus on, y'all. So let's get our shit in the gear, man, and make some shit happen for ourselves and our lives, man. Do some things that's better than what we've been doing all of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Is that better? If you want to live, you know what I'm saying, like you worth something to yourself. And that's more important than being worth anything that anybody else can tell you. So love yourself first, man. You'll find out that loving you is easier than loving somebody else. It's all good. All right, so we done went over a little bit of water for you, man. We done told you how you got to drink water, how much water you need to drink. We done educated you a little bit more, brought you back up to speed with Mr. John Hanson, the 7th black president of the United States. And another tidbit about Mr. Hanson, he was voted in unanimously by Congress, of whom George Washington was also a member. You ain't got to believe me. I'm telling y'all the truth about the shit. Check it out for yourself. That is my advice to you. So if it's something that you hear on my show and you're like, man, come on, that's some bullshit, check this shit out for yourself and just see how true it is. Might surprise you. You know what I'm saying? Boy, E-Max ain't all bad. You know, it's a lot of things you can find out there. It's a lot of websites to go on. It's a lot of things that you can research for yourself. Right now, I noticed that a lot of people is focused on this Illuminati shit. And I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Let me give you a little bit on the Illuminati tip. You know what I'm saying? I don't pretend to know everything, but what I do know is that most of the time, you know, it's some bullshit. Now, when it comes to the Illuminati, man, I want all y'all to know one thing. If you hang out with a group of motherfuckers, man, y'all got a little secret society or whatever, you and your friends, y'all do things the way y'all want to do them. Don't let nobody fuck with y'all about it. Y'all got Illuminatiism, all right? You and your people, you got a little dude out there jumping off. Don't nobody know about it, but it's probably both of y'all and shit. Y'all got a little Illuminati dude out there jumping off, man. These people just don't know. So don't be thinking that this shit is something just because it's old. You know what I'm saying? It's old and true. It's ran by some of the most powerful people in the world. Hard to fight against that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, there is a way. There is a way to fight against all that shit, man. You just got to be courageous enough to step outside that box and say, you know what? I ain't going for this shit, and don't go for it. It's a way to do everything, man. It's a way to do everything. Just like I always say, I don't profess to have all the answers, but I do know a little something. You know what I'm saying? I do know a little something. So check me out one day, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on the website, emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. That's EMAXXTHEEMIJJ and the number one. @gmail.com, man. Hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking about. If you got some music out there, you can submit it to me, and I will play your song on my show. You got about 12 more minutes left to go on the show. Airtime, and I just want to tell y'all all out there, man, it's been a pleasure to be on the air. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of y'all, oh, you nice, man, but it's fun. It's absolutely fun. It's especially fun when I can bring you some information, man, that's going to help you change your soul. Because a lot of us need to change our souls, man. We ain't been in the world that long, and yet we tearing this motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? We are aiding in the destruction of our planet. And a lot of people don't understand what that means, but what it means is that we can do something different about what we're doing around here, man, make a difference. And where we are, it's not that hard. That's what I'm saying, you know? It's Boy Max, man. We're going to play another song and shit. My throat getting dry. I'm going to play Kim Chilius Hammond.
What you going to do? For you.
We that you never show.
Say what?
Let me be the one to mess up. I'll bet you won't like it. You'll be the first one to give up and say I quit.
What you gonna do? Come on.
Okay, Miss Chili is having want to know what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? That's right, Cleveland artists, man. Y'all noticed that the Cleveland artists been blowing up lately. We've just been taking the stage and bringing the show straight to your face. You know what I'm saying? Another Cleveland artist, man. Kim, Chili is handling. And, hey, that's a nice song right there. On the phone, we got Al Porter Jr., the man in the street himself. What's good, Al?
Oh, I'm doing well. Real quick, because I don't want to get too much off topic. But I would like to say, man, that I just had some great information. For those who don't know, I'm going to throw it out there that April the 4th, you know, OPN is having an event at Tucker's Casino, 90s throwback jam, anything for the 90s music, going all the way backwards. Headline, and they asked none other than, of course, Hood Tunes, Hood Talks family, Varsity Music's family zone, Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period, to be the headline.
All right.
So since I'll be the headline at Tucker's Casino, I don't know how that'll go with your time and everything. I know you'll be on the radio live and stuff like that, but it would be an honor if you would be there to be one of the performing artists and at least do a track of your own there. Cause
now, I would love to do
people.
That.
Man,
April,
got
the 4th?
April the 4th, that's a Friday.
Let's get it in.
So we're going to have you come out there and do a track because there'll be people like Judge William Dawson and a few others, and I just want to put it out there and keep it in tradition with what this show is supposed to be about. That when you do things like you do and you real with what you do and you get information out there and everything like that, it's still important to be able to go out there and shake hands, talk to folks, and be recognized for what it is that you do. So, my brother, I respect you because one thing I can say, man, on a Wednesday night, you don't come out there and, like, sugarcoat anything. You hit people with hard topics, and only the strong survive in this business. And with that being said, right, man, it would be no other way to put it, man. You've been out there on some of the most, I'll say, controversial songs that I might have said something here or there. You never shied away from tough topics. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. So, of course, I look forward to at least having you up there because it's going to be, man, a headline performance that they will remember for a while to come.
And that's what's good. That's what's good. And I will definitely, definitely make sure that's on my calendar because I'm ready.
I feel
I'm
that.
Ready. So let's do it. Let's do this. Let's do this.
You know? All right. So
I appreciate that invitation.
Oh, man. You're more than welcome, and I'm praying that you have a blessed one. Also, it was a long meeting. That's all I can say tonight's black-on-black crime meeting was one of the longest ones I've been to in a while, but we're starting to get a lot accomplished. So when you're doing things like that, woo, I'm just thankful.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah, and it's always good to know when you're doing something right, man, because if you ain't, Jesus is watching, and everybody knows.
That's so, the truth.
That's what you do, and you know it, and you know it. Just want y'all to keep up with your Facebook pages, man. Al Porter Jr. on Facebook. I ain't got a lot of videos up there, a lot of episodes of his shows. We post some things of that nature, you know, and so you can always follow Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets. Any of the shows that you miss, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com and type in the name of the show, which could be Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets or Hood Talk Radio or Hood Tunes Radio. And, you know, you can listen to any of the past broadcasts, man. It might be something you missed, some information you were studying on or you heard. One of us say something that sparked a little bit of interest in something you was pondering. So let us keep on studying, man. Let us keep on getting ourselves together and come up with anything that you can do that could make yourself a better human being. That's the name of the game, dog. Being a better human being. Nobody out here is perfect, but you can make yourself believe you are just by doing some things that will make other people jealous. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes controversy. Sometimes you need to start a little controversy to get some shit jumped off, man. It may take a spark. It may take that spark. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Those that's in control, they believe that out of order comes chaos. I mean, out of chaos comes order. And so, you know what I'm saying? If that's what they live by, why can't we live by it? Take that chaotic life you live in right now and bring some order out of it just by focusing on some things that you can do to make some necessary changes in the way you live your life. And if you don't think that shit work, I'm going to tell you right now, man. I'm going to tell you right now, there's some people out there that's bouncing from house to house, but you can't hardly catch them. You can barely catch them. You know, and a lot of people don't understand what that means. A lot of people don't understand what that means, but if you just stop for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Take a look around you. Learn some things about where you are. And you'll understand what that means. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to wish everybody out there happy soul searching, a very prosperous, and a, what more can I say than I hope that anything and everything that you're searching for in your life you find, especially if it's positive. Keep negative people away from you, and you'll find yourself in positive surroundings all the time. It may be hard to cut those jack legs off. You might have been around them for a number of years, but believe you me, it's easier for you to get rid of a Rudy Poop motherfucker than it is for you to hold on to him for nothing. Okay? Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your energy. Imagine Emmons want everybody to come up. It's going to be warm pretty soon. It's going to be a lot of festivals out there. We're going to have a lot of artists that's coming out there showing off their crafts. We want everybody to be on their A-game. That's the only way you're going to get recognized, y'all. That's the only way you're going to get recognized. We got 5 more minutes left to go on the show, and I'm going to take the show out of here, man, with what I feel is the hardest cut of the year. It already started off 2014 as a banger, and it's continuing to be a banger. And people ain't even understanding that this is what you get for being a perfectionist, y'all. Hood Talk Radio. We're going to let the talk take us out. And we'll see you on Friday.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came.
saw, I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the Beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it?
Good night, everybody. Good night.